Radio Prague News.
The government has approved the sale of a 44% share of the state-owned Czech Airlines to Korean Air. The Senate has voted for the deployment of Czech troops to Mali, and President Zeman has praised regional governors at their first meeting on Wednesday. The government has approved the sale of a 44% share of the state-owned Czech Airlines to Korean Air for 67.5 million crowns. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek underlined the strategic significance of the sale, saying that Korean Air is planning to make Prague one of its European hubs, which would bring more business both for the current loss-making Czech Airlines and for Prague Airport. Korean Air and Czech Airlines already operate direct codeshare flights between Prague and Seoul four times a week. The cabinet is set to sign the official contract on April 9th. In order to cover the budget deficit this year, the Czech government has approved the finance ministry's proposal to issue bonds worth 99.9 billion crowns. The cabinet approved a law that allows for the issuing of bonds with a 55-year maturity to cover the state budget deficit, which was set to 100 billion crowns for 2013. The Czech Senate has approved the deployment of around 50 Czech troops to Mali as part of a joint European mission. The mission got a green light from 61 of the 69 senators present without much debate on Wednesday afternoon. According to the current plans, around 30 Czech soldiers will be sent to Mali to guard an army base, while in the second part of the mission, they will be responsible for training Mali government troops. The whole mission is scheduled to last 15 months and will cost the Czech Defense Ministry 135 million crowns this year and a similar sum in 2014. At a lunch with regional governors and Prague mayor on Wednesday, President Miloš Zeman praised the efficiency of regional authorities and said he is planning to visit different regions of the country more often than destinations abroad. The new president added that regional governments are more successful than Prime Minister Nečas's cabinet in drawing European funds and being fiscally responsible. He also invited the governors to attend regular meetings he's planning to hold in the Lane Chateau if they have any legislative agenda they wish to discuss. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that his Civic Democratic Party is not interested in occupying the position of the defense minister, which has been empty since the Lidem Party chairwoman Karolina Pík was dismissed from the post in December. Mr. Nečas, who has been serving as a temporary head of the defense ministry, said that finding a replacement is a top priority, and there have been speculations that he may be looking for a nonpartisan candidate for the job. The Civic Democrats coalition partner Top 09 has publicly voiced its concern over the unresolved issue. Prince Edward, the youngest son of Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and his wife Sophie, attended part of the rehearsal for the play The King's Speech at the Divadlo pod Palmovkou Theatre in Prague on Wednesday morning. The play is based on an episode in the life of Prince Edward's grandfather, George VI. The royal couple are on a private three-day visit to the Czech Republic and were received by President Miloš Zeman and his wife on Tuesday. Tennis player Petra Kvitová beat her fellow Czech Klára Zakopalová in the third round of the Indian Wells tournament on Tuesday night by a score of 6-2, 6-3. She will face the Russian 13th seed Maria Kirilenko in the quarterfinal on Wednesday evening. 6th seed Tomáš Berdych will also be playing on Wednesday against Richard Gasquet in men's quarterfinals. And the weather, it will be mostly cloudy with possible light snow or sleet. Highs in the upcoming days will be between -3 and 1 degree Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.